Hey there, it's Sean Kennedy, and welcome to Skull Crew Labs Audio Zine. I'm really happy to be asked to do, I guess, a little speech segment thing here. Hopefully we can keep it going, you know, fairly regularly. I'll be able to get on here and shout it out and shoot it up and see what we can get going on. So, Skull Crew Labs, what is Skull Crew? In case you don't know, Skull Crew is a news source, news zine, so that we can all keep communication flowing with the stemming tides of censorship and everybody going every which way but loose, trying to stop us from communicating with each other. And an age when we have to have glyphs on buildings to tell us when things are wireless and have codes and encryption just to keep the core politicals from saturating our brains with all this advertising, it is very important in this day and age to have organizations like Skull Crew. Skull Crew is not cult. Skull Crew is not 2600. Skull Crew is not Cult of the Dead Cow. It's not Cult of the 2600. It's not anything like that. Skull Crew is a news and information source with a little bit more teeth than, say, Slashdot. Okay? And I think that it's important that we maintain ties with an organization like this. Now, if a lot of people start downloading the zine and starts getting popular, and went, wow, this audio zine's cool, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to down all of them in sequence and listen to them, and then I'm going to become a screaming fanboy and just love it, love it, love it. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a screaming fanboy. There's nothing wrong with just thinking, yeah, Skull Crew's awesome, that's cool too. We don't want to drift into the elitism thing, but we got to bear in mind that it is a news zine. It is what we are doing in order to maintain communication. There is a method to this. It isn't just a bunch of, you know, hand job bullshit. This has actually got some point here. So if you want to help out with Skull Crew, that's great, but make sure before you make the commitment to become involved with Skull Crew that you're able to deliver, that you're able to do not just one audio zine, not just one article, not just post for a week, but post every day. Don't set yourself goals too big. Don't just get excited and then, you know, wind up dropping the ball down the road. That's not cool and it's not fair to anybody. So you want to make sure that that's solid. You want to also make sure that, you know, if you're just new to the computer scene and you're just getting in here, and I don't mean like, you know, you just got one for Christmas, because chances are you didn't run across Skull Crew that quickly. But, you know, if you've got something to contribute, please do. But don't just rehash old news and don't just post everything that you saw on Slashdot, because that won't work either, okay? Now, that said, there's a lot of folks out there that are very, very talented that think, well, all I know is wireless stuff. I mean, who really cares about wireless stuff? That's important. We need to know that. If you've got a specialty, especially in one field, or if you know something that you never see on the web, like maybe you know how to program a Cray, or you know supercomputing, or maybe you're a Palm god, or you know anything about Palm applications and things like that. I mean, that's a very cool thing. And it's information that's hard to get, especially if you're like into electronics or any of that kind of jazz. Because let's be real, the merger of science, technology, all the cool tech, everything, our culture, is inevitable, okay? And anyone who is even watching current trends will see that. We're going to become a painful mix of Japan and England. I mean, England's going crazy with the genetics and the cloning, and Japan's still, as per normal, going absolutely batshit with their tech. Everybody's got cell phones. They're microwaving themselves in their trains. It's kind of a scary concept. It's kind of a scary thing. So the purpose of Skull Crew is to keep us on the edge of that without bombarding us with a whole whack of advertising. Not like making money is bad. AngryShirts.com has been on the web for a while, and it's a great company, okay? It's nothing wrong. Nickster's running it. There's nothing wrong with making a buck, okay? Everything revolves around money. People go, oh, it's a sellout. It's not a sellout, guys. You got to make money in order to put this stuff on the web. Now, the question is, the thing that makes it, whether or not it's ethical, is how you make that money. Okay, you're going to make that money by saturating your viewers and treating them like a target audience and throwing banners everywhere and throwing advertising up? That's one way. I don't particularly like it, neither does anyone else. The other way is to have you, you know, not force it on you. Is to have you step up and go buy a t-shirt. You're going to buy t-shirts anyway. You may as well get a t-shirt that you like. So, angryshirts.com, check it out. And if you got a wicked idea for a shirt, go check that out too. Independent media, that's what it's talking about. And it's not just about the radio and the airwaves. It's about the clothing you wear. It's about who you are as a person. It's about being independent. I make a lot of jokes on my show, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On rantradio.com. I make a lot of jokes there about being wogs and destroying Scientology, but it's not, I don't hate Scientology because I hate L. Ron Hubbard. Well, yeah, okay, I hate L. Ron Hubbard too. But the reason why that I'm on about that is because it's people taking advantage of other people's weak minds. We have to keep our minds strong. If you watch Jerry Springer every day, your brain will turn into sponge. I mean, this is just a fact. It's been proven in clinically, in hospitals, and through scientific experiments that if you use your brain, you will live longer because your brain has more retention. People who have computers are going to live the longest because they're the ones who, number one, are staying out of the bad sun, and number two, are using the most of their minds. They're staying active, they're staying stimulated, they're staying gung-ho for what's happening with the future. It's a very, very cool time to be alive. Nothing has to be so incredibly desolate or desperate. We don't all have to remain waif-like goths writing bad poetry in the dark by candlelight, you know, only talking to our fish. That's not what it's about. It's about getting out there. It's about hooking up. You got the computer. You're online. Let's learn something. Let's check it out. If you're going to fall on your face the first two or three times, no problem. Well, I always screw up everything I do. Great. Then get out there, learn something you want to know, and try to screw up. Hey, maybe you'll fuck that up too. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man. Tune into my show every Monday night at 8, and check out the Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the After Now, on Tuesday nights at 8. And we'll talk to you then.